Ah, there we are. Hello. It's Tuesday. Tuesdays are always a fun day. Why are they a fun day, Ben?
They're a fun day because Scorpio Books are in, I was going to say in session, in studio. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Kia ora. Thank you. Nice to be here and see you again.
Great. Lovely to have you.
Looking radiant. And let me say, this book looks fantastic. Mm. All of those phrases as well.
I
was going to say fantastic, but didn't want to say it.
It does have a beautiful cover with lots of like birds and gold leaf. Yeah. And it's gorgeous.
That's what we like to see.
So what it is, you haven't looked at it yet, it's the animals. It's called The Animals at Lockwood Manor.
Ooh.
By Jane Healy.
Ooh. Very nice.
And it's... I have mixed feelings about it.
Oh.
which makes for an interesting
No, this
book,
is exciting because I feel like every time, like Scorpio's always like, so I love this book. It's like the best thing I've ever read. And you're like, cool. So it's fun to have like a mixed feelings, you know?
Yeah, I feel a bit bad bringing it to you.
No, don't. This is great.
It'll be great for the right person, but it was quite dark for me.
Oh, I see.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'll tell you a bit about it.
Please do.
So the idea is it's taking place, starts in 1939, just at the start of the World War.
Yes.
And the museums in London kind of evacuated a lot of their exhibitions elsewhere in England in anticipation of being bombed.
Yes.
So this is the story of, like, it's a novel, so it's fictional, but it's the story of, like, the Natural History Museum sends its mammal specimens, like all these stuffed taxidermied animals, all this huge collection to this giant manor called Lockwood Manor. It's this huge mansion with like over 90 rooms for its safekeeping. And it's the story of Hetty, who's like kind of the director of this exhibition, who goes to look after it at the manor. And it's super like kind of dark and gothic and creepy. Like throughout the whole book you get the sense of this looming gloomy manor, and it's a little bit haunted and there's a bit of a mystery to it. It felt a lot like the vibe of Jane Austen, that sort of dark and broody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's dead animals in every room. I'd feel a little bit creeped out.
Yeah, it's a lot. So I struggle with the creepy myself.
Yeah.
Is why I have mixed feelings.
But
for the right person.
Yeah, for someone that's into that creepiness.
We've got historical fiction with this like dark and brooding, tyrannical master of the house. And his daughter Lucy is there as well. And there's this lovely...
She's there too.
I need to speak more highly of Lucy, sorry. It's actually... So the book is dark, but the one little thread of light is this beautiful kind of love story between Lucy and Hetty.
Ooh,
which is like
cool.
Just delightful. But the rest of the book goes
pretty dark. Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's elements of... You know, you're wondering, is it haunted or is it humans doing all these weird things that are happening in the house? And some of the characters start to feel like they're going a bit mad. And it really, like, builds the tension really well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're into that, again, great book.
There's someone out there that's like, I really wish I could find a book that had both historical fiction, creepiness, taxidermied animals, you know, and they've now found their perfect combination.
This is the one.
Yeah, they found it.
Yeah, for sure.
Fantastic. Wow, it sounds pretty... You have a signed copy there. You say you're not a fan, and yet you have the signed copy.
I asked for a reading copy instead of sending us a reading copy.
Oh, they sent you a signed copy.
They sent me a beautiful signed copy, which
so pretty.
I now am not sure what to do with. Like, this is a special thing for someone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if that sounds like you, come chat to me at the bookshop and we'll see what we can do about the signed copy.
Yeah, fantastic.
Well, it is good to read challenging material from time to time, surely. Mm.
For sure. Mm. Like, I don't always want to be sitting comfortably.
Yeah.
In what
you want to read stuff outside of your comfort zone.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Well, what would be... here's a question then.
Okay.
What's like other... What things did you get out of this book that you got because it's out of your comfort zone, if that makes sense, you know, because you're used to reading, you know, the stuff you usually read, and then you read this that's a little bit outside of your usual realm. Did you like find, you know, new kind of things maybe you were into that you didn't think you're into, or like kind of, you know, what was some interesting takeaways? Because I'm trying to find things outside of my comfort zone to read.
Basically, the good reasons to read outside your comfort zone.
Yeah. There you go. That's the much better way.
Good reasons to read outside your comfort zone is, well, keeping it kind of general for anyone. Like, I think you'll just find some that you might actually like what you didn't expect to like. Mm-hmm. For me, this confirmed that I don't like creepy. Yeah. Like, I'm just a wimp. I was reading it on a sunny day, and I had to go watch videos of happy baby slogs afterwards to like undo it. But that said, in reading outside my comfort zone in the past, I found just like when you look at a book, you do, as we were saying before I came on, you judge a book by its cover.
Of course.
And you might find actually something's really unexpected. Like if I hear something's a war story, for example, I'm usually not that interested for some reason. But then actually, a lot of the time, I found some amazing stories that take place during the war, and it's just breaking that sort of prejudice and finding out, oh, there's more to the world, there's more to see here. Yeah,
you learn something about yourself when you read out your comfort zone. Either you'll confirm your suspicions that you don't like them,
or
you'll end up being like, oh, I quite like this.
Yeah, yeah? And I was pleasantly surprised that I could not like the creepy, but just find this like little lovely love story, like really uplifting at the same time, and you're holding both those feelings.
So you're like, you know? I need to get through the creepy so I can find out if what they're happens. In love. Yeah, that's great.
Well, gosh, thanks so much for coming into the studio. Well, now, as per usual, Scorpio Books is a fantastic time. Gosh. And, I mean, head on down to the bookshop if you're listening in.
Definitely.
And listen in tomorrow because we'll have a $30 gift voucher to give away as per.
Ooh, hell yeah. That's why we love Wednesdays. Is there any final words, anything happening at Scorpio that we should know about?
Yeah, for sure. So tomorrow night at the shop, we are putting on an event called Provocative Poets.
Ooh.
And it is Wellington poet Rachel McAlpine in conversation with a local poet, Helen Jacobs.
Fantastic.
And it should be a really lovely time. It's from 5:30. There's some refreshments. Do come on down. Everyone's welcome.
Fantastic.
Cool.
Love that. Well, the head on down to that tomorrow. And there you go.
That was never going to happen.
Thanks, folks.